Shalom to the Bride of Christ worldwide. This is the Bride TV, the channel with the present roots and the end time message. And we hope you have received the Issachar's anointing. Well, this is Rapture Watch, where we watch and prepare for the coming of the Lord. I'm Brother Olumide Jesus David. And as usual, we'll be watching for the coming of the Lord on this episode of Rapture Watch, as we've always done. And we have a very interesting, a very vital topic to look into today. In fact, it has to do with the foundation, you know, foundation of our salvation. We must understand this properly in order to know why we must be born again. And our guest on Rapture Watch is a face you know, a face you love to see. And that's the overseer of the Bride Assembly Lagos Church, Pastor Moses Alu. That is another privilege to have you with us. You are welcome today.
Thank you very much, Brother Olumide Jesus David.
Thank you, sir.
It's good to be here again on another episode of the Rapture Watch.
Hallelujah.
I believe a program put together by Olumide himself to get us sensitive to the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I say shalom to the Bride of Christ, and I believe God will cause us to say something that will help you to be more heavenly minded than earthly minded.
Amen. Thank you, sir. You now know why I said I hope you have received the Issachar's anointing, because that is what is falling now. That's what is raining. And may the Lord visit us with that anointing to know the times and signs and what Israel ought to do, so that we'll be like the wise virgins, so that we'll be the wise virgins, not just like the wise virgins. Proverbs 25, verse 2, it says, "It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter." It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out the matter. And we are kings. The Lord Jesus is our King, King of kings. And we are also kings. So we want to search out the matter. Our topic for this episode of Rapture Watch is a question. What happened in Eden? And our overseer is here, a teacher of the word of God, a pastor, to answer these questions for us. So please, I beg you, what happened in Eden? Get your Bible by your side, your writing materials, because it's a Bible study. And knowing this will make us understand why we must be born again. It will properly position us and place us, you know, make us submit ourselves to God's dealing in this era of time. What happened in Eden? We'll take a short break so that our pastor can breathe in and breathe out, because I don't know about you. I want to know, and I have a lot of questions to ask him. So we'll be right back after this short break.